Most people think pain is random. It's not. And if you're a high performer, you're driven, you're always pushing, there's a good chance your body's been trying to get your attention for a while. Over the last 10 years, I've worked with athletes and leaders who train hard, who push themselves hard. They rehab properly, they do all the right things, but they still break down, and they still burn out. A recent turning point for me came when something small showed up physically, and I realized it wasn't small at all. Because once you understand how the body responds to stress, to your beliefs and emotional load, you stop asking, why is this happening to me? And you start asking a far better question. What is this trying to show me? I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. So I'm on holidays, didn't think I was stressed at all, and I get this big sty in my eye. For those watching, you might still be able to see it there. It's recovering and it's reducing, but it was that big. When the first morning I woke up with it, it was like I'd been punched in the eye. Like it was like a black eye. My eyelid was all swollen. It was like discolored, like a bruise. Crazy. So my initial response is like, what the hell's going on here? Like, I'm not stressed. Well, I didn't think I was. But I also just thought, well, I'll just treat what's there. Like, maybe I've just banged it in my sleep or, I just went to what you would typically do is like, well, maybe there's something there that I need as you would look after any bruise, ice, that sort of stuff. Just got worse, tried meditation because often I get insights there about what might be going on. And then I was away at the time, so I just tried to relax as much as possible. I'd been at the beach, it was quite windy, so like sometimes like it's an infection in and around the eyelashes. So maybe it's just some sand and irritations got in there, which happens sometimes too. But then when I got home, I'm looking for answers. I'm like, what is going on here? I think I'd asked in a meditation. I'd asked my body again, like, what's going on here? Like, what's actually happening? And I didn't think about it in the meditation, but later that day, I suddenly had this thought pop into my head. It's like, I've got this this liquid that I got that naturopaths use that I got a few years back that helps with infections, which is this is what this is, and so I went, yeah. Well, maybe start there. Like, let's see if that's going to help it. And it did. Like, it started to see improvement almost immediately, taking it orally, like for an infection, but also applying it topically on the actual sty. But that's not exactly what was going on. There was actually an emotional layer to it. And because at the same time as I used this liquid, I was like, man, I need to go see my kinesiologist and find out what's going on because, like I said, I'd been on holidays. I thought I was pretty chilled. And I went there, and it turns out I had a fair bit of stuff going on. And sometimes I just shake my head going, I've done so much of this stuff, so much of this, like, clearing old stuff and the impact of other people, and still show up in an hour of kinesiology clearing all of this stuff that's impacted me mentally and emotionally, and as it turns out in this instance, physically. So the theme of the kinesiology session was, what am I not seeing? Now, what am I not seeing about a particular people, situation? And that's part of how the body was responding. Well, the body is pretty clever. And when you start learning how, like, the sort of things that happen to it and what it's actually saying, it's really fascinating. So I was carrying a fair emotional load at the time, which is why I'd broken out. So the physical response just blows up once you're letting your, once these sort of things take over your thinking and cause a stress, even if you're not really feeling like it. But on the flip side, go see a kinesiologist, for example, where you, even some of the work that I do is very similar. The physical response can actually change really quickly, and it can really accelerate once you clear that emotional layer. And regulating your emotion, your nervous system, sorry, that can absolutely accelerate things. And it's, in a lot of ways, it determines the speed of recovery. So these are things that I've learned over time to react to the body, but hasn't always been like that. One of the things, see, I'm conscious of it now for those watching, I'm scratching in my eye. I'm still guilty of overthinking myself at times. Yeah, it was like watching my dad where like just didn't have answers, and his body was letting him down, and them not really having answers. They giving him different types of medication that were contradicting each other and making him worse. And it's really hard to watch that demise. And unfortunately, I'm watching the same thing with my mum at the moment. Like they're a bit clueless as to what's going on. And so they're both things that have been outside of my control. But what I absolutely can control is how I respond to what my body's doing, and to try and get on a path that's going to allow me to hopefully live a long life, but have a higher quality of life. And, of course, be that role model to my children, to the people I coach, to people like you listening. One of the big things that has been, well, looking back at my dad's journey before he passed, there was definitely some things that had happened leading up to him getting unwell that would have been hugely emotional. I look at what my mum's going through now. There's been a whole lot of stuff come to the surface for her. Part of it grieving my dad, or just things around that are happening at the same time as some physical stuff's going on, and she's getting to that age, right? Like, reality for us people in our late 40s, early 50s or older, like our parents are getting older, much older, and we're going to be going through those seasons of our life when older people leave us. So the lesson that I've learned from that, and from my own experience that I've outlined in other episodes, is to start asking better questions. So not reactive and, oh, why is this happening to me? But like more grounded response, more calm response, more measured response with more clarity. Okay, what's my body actually telling me? What do I need to do? So been working with a long-term client, and just recently their personal living circumstances have changed, and at the same time suddenly they had a relapse around their back, and this is an injury that we'd done a heap of mental and emotional rehab on, but also he'd done a heap of physical rehab on, and he'd got it back to a good state, and he wasn't having to keep going to chiro, and he was feeling good about it, and suddenly it's relapsed. And when I pointed that out to him, like, oh, it's interesting that it's happened at the same time as this sudden living arrangements change has happened. So the back is all about support. So suddenly he's having to support more. At the same time, potentially not feeling supported in that particular circumstance. And we talked about it, we addressed it, and in no time the pain had gone, and he was... body was getting him, well, he was getting back on track, and his body was responding, because the body mirrors who you're being, the role you're playing, the stress you're under, the emotional impact of stuff that happens in life. The good news is we can also, when we find some of these answers and we know some of these strategies, then you can respond really quickly, and you can nip these injuries and these illnesses and these random pains in the bud really quickly. So injuries aren't just biomechanics, and stress isn't just your workload. Fatigue isn't just lack of sleep. Your emotional state drives your physical state. So for high performance, we have to have the physical part in the right space, but we also have to have emotional alignment, mental alignment. Those things need to be nurtured, need to be managed. We need to be aware of what our body is telling us physically when those things are out of balance, out of alignment. So for some questions for you to reflect on, what is your current, what is your, I try to say body and currently too quickly, what is your body currently signaling? What's it telling you? Is there an area where you're feeling unsupported? Is there a belief that you need to change? Do you need to let go of an old belief? Do you need to upgrade your current thinking, your current belief? And potentially, what are you not seeing? So your pain isn't random. It's information. The question is whether you're willing to interpret it. Now, if you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you've subscribed. We don't chase trends here. We chase understanding. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.